This is Valley Edition. There's a new effort in Fresno County to gather resources and attention to focus on many critical issues when it comes to solving social ills dealing with our children. The group is called the Cradle to Career Partnership, and it's a project of 24 nonprofit organizations, governments, and more. Joining us now, we have two guests, the superintendent of the Fowler Unified School District, Eric Cedarquist, and also Linda Gleason, who is the director of Cradle to Career. Linda, I want to start with you. If you had to, if you were stuck in an elevator with somebody and had to explain what exactly your group is doing, how would you explain that?
Well, we're bringing together all the different sectors that are connected to doing work for children in Fresno County, and we're committed to a set of goals, three priority areas: kindergarten readiness, making sure our kids are ready for kindergarten, third grade reading, making sure they're reading proficiently by third grade, and that they're graduating from high school. And what's different this time is we're committed to using data to determine what we're doing and how those improvements are actually working. And we're actually reporting out how we're doing and committed to improving at certain percentages each year.
Now, you have school districts, you have nonprofits, you have local governments, and I should say the James Irvine Foundation is backing this. They also are a supporter of this station, as most public radio stations in California. Eric, I want to turn to you. As a member of one of these organizations, what was it like getting on board with this? Was there consensus on these are the issues we want to tackle, and we all commit to do this? Was it an easy yes, or was there some deliberation there?
It's a little bit different initiative in terms of what schools are used to. We're used to dealing with children from ages five on, and so it's a different mindset, especially from the womb to age five. But when you, the three markers that Linda talked about, all school districts can rally around those, because we realize in Fresno County, those are some areas where we have some need for tremendous improvement.
So what does it mean in real terms for your district being involved in something like this, especially in that that period before kids are actually in your schools in Fowler? What are you doing to be a part of this group?
It has transformed our district in terms of what we do. We now look at children and we look at parents much differently. We look at parents from pregnancy, in terms of engaging them in parent education, engaging children in services that can be provided to children from ages 0 to 4 before they enter our school system. So, and in addition to that, the resources that are now available to us from other agencies, specifically in the areas of health, health, dental, vision, that can be provided to families who have tremendous needs, especially in areas of poverty, of which there are many, in Fresno County.
So when it comes to Cradle to Career, are you the first point of contact with these families, or are you an organization that's working with all these different partners, and one of them might be the first contact or a different avenue depending on the particular issue that a family is facing?
The Cradle to Career Partnership is really about shepherding these resources. So we're connecting, making sure that these different sectors are connected, that the DA is connected to the school districts, to the juvenile justice campus, to the public health department, to Valley Children's Community Medical Center. And we're really about making sure that those connections are happening and that they are connected to the narrative, to the issues, and what we believe need to happen with regard to those in order to improve the outcomes for our kids.
Eric, we're talking about this, obviously begging the question that there is a big problem out there, a disconnect, and that we have all of these indicators that for so long in the Valley have been pointing in the wrong direction. Maybe they've been trending up, but they're still down, much lower than the rest of the state in many ways, from employment to incarceration and those sorts of things. From a real-world level, what makes you encouraged about this project and the challenges, given the challenges that you're already facing in with your schools?
I'd say it's a collective impact. It's the realization that we're all in this together, and that there's no one sector, whether it's health, whether it's education, as an example, that operates in isolation. We're now all in this together, and everybody is seeing the relationships and the connectivity and the emphasis on this partnership has probably never been greater in Fresno County. And so this Cradle to Career is an initiative that can transform the Valley, transform this region over a period of time.
Now, Linda, this is not the first time local nonprofits, local governments have gotten together and said, you know, we don't want to duplicate resources. We want to align along major goals. For the better part of 15 years, we've seen efforts like this from the Collaborative Regional Initiative, the Regional Jobs Initiative, the Human Investment Initiative, Fresno Compact. How is this different? You mentioned data. What do you do with that data, and why is that important in what you're doing?
Well, it is incredibly important and the key point of difference. I think this has really been a big piece of this is about freeing the data. What we're focusing in on is making sure that we're working with actionable data. So often you'll hear in Fresno County what we call summary level data. 1 in 3 children living in poverty. 98% of the children in Fresno Unified on free and reduced lunch. I think What we're really about is breaking that down into what do we know about this group of kids that are getting these kinds of interventions, and how are those interventions actually impacting a benchmark down the road? So if we know a kid isn't ready for kindergarten, what do we need to be doing better to make sure they are ready, which then will impact their ability to be reading at grade level by third grade?
So you're looking at this at a micro level or a macro level? You're looking at an individual student's performance, or you're tracking overall broad trends and then saying, you know what, we're seeing that reading at the third grade level is really not progressing as fast as we had thought. We need to reallocate resources there, or is it Johnny is not doing well in school? We need to make sure that Fowler Unified knows, and that the other resources that are out there, maybe there's something that the family, other resources the family could assist with. Is it micro or is it macro?
It's micro. And it won't be necessarily Johnny isn't doing well, but Johnny's. Okay. So there are privacy issues related to data that we have to be careful about, but we're getting as granular, as micro as we possibly can with regard to what do we know about these children and what services they're being provided. What are the real issues that are happening inside their homes and in their neighborhoods? And as a result, what are we designing in order to properly impact that child or that family? So we're really working on improving the way we're being informed, not only by the data, but also by the amount of information that we're gathering from the people that are closest to these children, their parents, and the neighborhoods around them.
We're talking about the Cradle to Career Partnership today on Valley Public Radio. It's a new effort in Fresno County to bring together local government, nonprofits, education institutions, all around a set of goals and measuring data and performance in these various areas to get kids on a good track to getting a job and getting an education. Eric, we have listeners from the top of the grapevine all the way to the edge of the Delta. For people who aren't familiar with Fowler in your community, tell us about, you know, the assets and also the challenges that you face in your district.
Fowler Unified School District is a district with 78% of our students qualify for free and reduced lunch. We take in the areas, unincorporated areas of Malaga, which is one of the most challenged areas in terms of poverty, but is a very high achieving, one of our highest achieving schools in our district. And so Fowler is kind of a microcosm of Fresno County in that has tremendous needs, and this initiative provides the services that isolated areas may not be able to access in terms of areas Huron, Riverdale, Carruthers, areas on the west side of Mendota, San Joaquin, Fireball. All of those communities can be a part of this, and their families and their children will benefit greatly besides their school districts.
Is there also a value of being partners with those other districts and other institutions and maybe learning something from your perspective, saying, hey, you know, this is working in Carruthers, or we tried this over here? And is that something that comes out of this also, the cross-pollination?
Very much so. Collaboratives have been developed because of this, collaboratives around education that help us in terms of educating children. So the networks and relationships that have been developed would not take place because of this, and they're just starting to grow even more. Relationships with, you know, we think of Clovis, and we think of Clovis as an area of wealth. Well, Clovis has some pockets of poverty that are within the city of Fresno. Pinedale, as an example, has 91% of students in Pinedale qualify for free and reduced lunch. So this initiative really, the ramifications for it are just beginning to be felt.
Linda, we just have about a minute left. What's the next step? This has just ramped up. It's just been announced formally, but what's the timeline like here?
Well, we in the next 3 years, we have a goal of focusing in on our three goal areas. Kindergarten readiness, we're committed to improving that by 10% a year. Right now, only 37% of our kids are ready for kindergarten when they show up in the K-12 system. Third grade reading, we are committed to a 10% improvement in the numbers of kids that are reading at grade level by third grade. And high school graduation, we have a 100% goal to make sure all of our kids in Fresno County are walking across that stage.
It's the Cradle to Career Partnership, bringing together local nonprofits, government, education. Linda Gleason, thank you so much for joining us today. And Eric, really appreciate it for you. It's the first day of school in Fowler, so thank you so much for joining us today.
Very good.